You're listening to Forecast, the marketing podcast for professional services leaders. If you're looking to generate more leads, win more deals, and take your firm to the next level, this show is your shortcut. Welcome back to the show. Today, we're looking at the third and final stage of the buyer's journey, which is the decision stage. And in case you missed it, in the last two lessons, we looked at the first two stages of the journey, the awareness stage and the consideration stage. In the awareness stage of the buyer's journey, buyers are becoming aware that they have a problem that needs to be addressed, and they're beginning to research the problem and form their initial opinions about it. Then in the consideration stage, they're now getting more serious about doing something about the problem. They're evaluating their options, they're talking to service providers, and they're narrowing down their choices. Finally, in the third stage of the buyer's journey, they are making a decision. In this lesson, we're going to cover what happens in the third stage of the buyer's journey, where the buyer finally makes a decision. But before we get into it, if you haven't yet joined us inside our free course on the 5 P's of lead generation for professional services firms, you're going to want to check that out. Head over to 5leadgen.com. You can spell out 5 or use the number. Either one works. That's 5leadgen.com to get immediate access to the course at no charge. So the decision stage of the buyer's journey is the stage that people usually ignore. I guess the thought is that if you can grab the buyer's attention in the awareness stage and then keep their attention and stay on their radar in the consideration stage, then this final decision stage should be pretty easy, right? Well, no, it's really not that easy. And any grizzled salesperson will tell you that the deal is not in the bag until the buyer signs on the dotted line. Until that pen hits that paper, anything can happen, and often anything does happen. So unfortunately, the decision stage of the buyer's journey is not something that you can ignore. You really have to understand what's happening in the decision stage so that you can improve your conversion rate in the latter stages of your marketing funnel. So let's get right into it. So the first thing that the buyer is doing in the decision stage of the buyer's journey is they're making their selection. You'll recall in the consideration stage, the buyer was gathering data. They were talking to service providers, they were reviewing proposals, they were receiving price quotes, they were gathering all the information that they needed to then make a buying decision. Now, although the buyer is making their final selection in this stage, the truth is the buyer probably already decided who they want to work with much earlier in the process. They probably already have a favorite in mind that they want to hire. And the reason for that is really simple. Any decision has two sides. There's an emotional side and there's a rational side. And most of us, the way that we make decisions is that we lead with the emotional side. We let our emotions guide our decisions, and there's a ton of research to back this up. But we don't ignore the rational side. We then use the rational side to gather the data and to gather the information that we need for what? To support the emotional decision that we already made. So in the case of your buyer, at this stage, they probably already know who they want to work with. They probably have an emotional connection with a particular provider or consultant. And now they're just reviewing the data to see if they can rationalize and justify that decision, either to themselves or to their team or to their boss. Now, at this stage in the process, if you've made it this far, you're not looking to present the buyer with new information. You're only looking to reinforce the reason why you've made it this far to begin with. The buyer saw something in you. They liked something about you. For whatever reason, they saw you as the professional or the firm that can make their problem go away. And now at this stage, in the final stage of the journey, you really need to bring it home. The second thing that's happening in the decision stage of the buyer's journey is the buyer is now making their purchase. So this is where the transaction actually happens once they've selected who they're going to hire. So usually here there's a contract of some sort, and then both sides will review the contract. There's some back and forth process where revisions are being requested. And depending on the nature of the deal, lawyers might get involved and so on. Eventually, the terms are agreed to and the deal is signed. Now again, most people don't really think about marketing at this stage, and that is a huge mistake. Because right before and right after the buyer signs that contract, you know what they're thinking? I hope I'm not making a huge mistake. And this is why the deal is never closed until the buyer signs. But really, even after the buyer signs, you should be just as concerned about making sure the buyer is content and satisfied and confident in their decision. Because in the end, the buyer is the one putting themselves on the line. They're the ones taking a huge risk. They're paying you this, you know, hopefully massive deposit, and you haven't even done anything yet. What if you screw up? What if they screw up? What if somebody else screws up? At this stage, you need to remove any cognitive dissonance that the buyer might be experiencing. And there are some simple ways to do this. The first is you can make it really clear what happens after the contract is signed. Because if you go quiet after the deal is signed, buyers freak out. They absolutely lose their minds. So don't go quiet. This should be really your most active and attentive phase of the deal. You should lay out exactly what happens after they sign, clearly, on paper, and when everything is going to take place. And then you need to follow through on that. Over-deliver on your promises early in the deal. Throw in a few bonuses or perks that you didn't mention in the proposal. Surprise your buyer by going above and beyond the scope of the deal. Why should you do all this? Simply because the first few days and weeks into a new relationship is where the buyer is forming their opinion about you. This is where you're establishing the trust to build your new relationship on. And if you establish that trust early on, if you put the buyer at ease, if you reassure them through your actions that they've made the right decision and they're in good hands, you will make your life much easier for the remainder of the relationship. Now, the third thing that's happening in the final stage of the buyer's journey is hopefully the buyer will evangelize you and your solution. And that's just a fancy word of saying that they will tell people about you, they will tell their friends, they will tell their colleagues, they will tell everybody who it's appropriate to tell how great you are, how much you helped, and they will highly recommend that other people work with you as well. So that's a wrap on our discussion on the buyer's journey. As we mentioned before, this is a critical process. You cannot expect to have good marketing or to do good marketing or to communicate effective messages to your clients or to generate leads if you don't have a solid grasp on what your buyer's journey looks like. And the template, the generic model, the discussion that we've had so far, it's a starting point, but really this is only meaningful if you take the buyer's journey and apply it to your buyer and really get into the specifics of what your buyer is doing and what they're thinking and what they're looking for at each stage of the journey. Now, if you have any questions about the buyer's journey, hit me up at boutiquegrowth.com/ask. That's where you can ask me any questions that you might have about the buyer's journey or really about any other topic that we've covered on the podcast or really anything that's on your mind at all. Send me your questions. They all go directly to me and I would be happy to help. Finally, if you haven't yet joined us inside our free course on the 5 P's of lead generation for professional services firms, that is a really good place to start. You can check that out at 5leadgen.com. Spell out 5 or use the number. Either one works. That's 5leadgen.com. Thank you for listening and tune in next time.